Well, good afternoon. Here it is, Friday, 1:15. It's always amazing to me how quickly a week goes. And we've been talking about loyalty all week. I pray that that was a blessing to you. And of course, today is Thankful Friday. And I always look forward to Thankful Fridays. I look forward to the study that I put into it. It makes me thankful as I'm preparing to share with you how we ought to all be thankful. And so I hope that you don't take Thankful Friday for granted. Again, we'll mention that our plan is to do the devotions through the end of the month. And then at the end of the month, we'll start with just having Thankful Friday. And we appreciate those of you who have been faithful day after day after day to come and to listen to the devotions and to spend this time with us in the Word of God. And I would just encourage you to get a good devotion book and, you know, make sure that you have that daily time with the Lord. It's so, so, so important. So today on Thankful Friday, we're going to look at Psalms 118. Psalms 118. I want to look at something real quick here. Thankful Friday. I don't seem to have it. I was just wondering when I actually began doing the Thankful Fridays. I'll find that and let you know. So we're in Psalms 118, verse number 1, says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endureth forever." So the question might arise, why should we give thanks unto the Lord? He gives us two great answers here in this verse. The first one is, because he is good. It says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good." One reason we ought to stop and just thank God, be thankful to him, is because he is a good God. You know, I'm always surprised and amazed when I hear these stories of how guys go in and they blow themselves up and blow people up. That doesn't sound like a very nice God. That doesn't sound like the type of God that I want to worship or serve. I'm thankful that our God is different. I'm thankful that our God loves people. He loves them so much that Jesus Christ came and died on the cross for their sins, that heaven might be their eternal home. And our God is a good God. He is good. He is the Lord. God is, pardon the English, God is so much gooder to us than we deserve. I'm so thankful we don't get what we deserve. Let's say, I'm so thankful that Kevin Metzinger doesn't get what he deserves, because I know me. I know that I'm not worthy of the Lord's kindness and his goodness, and so I'm so thankful for it. You know, when we get up in the morning, just think about it, the routine of a day. When we get up in the morning, we have so much to be thankful for, and it's because God is good. We had a place to rest that night because God is good. We usually had something to rest on, like a bed. We usually had a pillow for our head because God is good. He kept us safe through the night because God is good. He woke us in the morning because God is good. We're still breathing because God is good. We still get around because God is good. We have clothes to wear because God is good. We have food to eat because God is good. Many have jobs to go to because God is good. We have money because God is good. We have family and friends because God is good. The Lord does not set out to hurt the believer. He loves us. There's a preacher that preached a message years ago, and I became aware of it through a friend of mine. And the message so spoke to my heart. For probably a year and a half, I listened to it every Sunday morning when I would come in and prepare to get ready for the day. I would put that message on and listen to it. And there's one point in that message that this preacher makes a statement. And he's referring to God, and he says, "He loves me too much to hurt me." You know, I'm afraid that some people think today that God is out to hurt them, that God's out to punish them. But the truth of the matter is that our God is a great and awesome God, and he loves people. He doesn't set up in heaven, you know, like he's trying to tear us apart or destroy us. He doesn't sit there and make plans and say, "Oh, I'm going to destroy Kevin Metzinger's life. I'm going to see how much pain and suffering I can put him through." God loves us. He loves me. I'm so thankful that he loves me. And I'm so thankful that he cares about me. And because of the love that he has for me, I want to love him in return. I want to do things to bring honor and glory to him because he is such a great God of love. It's a wonderful thing to be loved by God, and every child of God needs to be mindful of this, that I am loved. You know, Helzberg made that popular years ago, put out the little red button, says, I am loved. Long before that, Jesus Christ went to the cross, stretched out his arms, shed his blood in red. That's kind of amazing. I'd like to know what Helzberg's idea was with the red, and spread out his arms and shed his blood. And he said, I love all mankind. I want all mankind to be saved. The second thing we read in this portion of scripture that proves that we ought to give thanks to the Lord is this phrase, his mercy endureth forever. I'm telling you, if there's ever something that we ought to praise God about, it's his great mercy. He's a merciful God. He cares about us. He loves us. God is good to us, and he is merciful to us. Just stop and think about where you would be without the great mercy of God. Man, if I hadn't accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, if Jesus Christ hadn't died so I could be saved and on my way to heaven, I know where I'd be. Man, I'd probably be in some trailer park someplace, probably an alcoholic, maybe a drug addict, if I was still alive even at this point in time. God is so good, and his mercy endureth forever. And, you know, we think about the mercy of God when it comes to salvation and what he saves us from, the fact that he'll forgive the past and he'll wash those things away, that we can be whiter than snow. And that's a great and awesome thing, but his mercy doesn't stop there. His mercy's just getting started, amen? His mercy is new every day to the child of God. When we think about the mercy of God, we realize that it's awesome, that there's nothing that compares to the great mercy of God. No amount of money could ever purchase for us this great and awesome thing, the mercy of God. And we think about what mercy means. Mercy means forgiveness, compassion, and pity. And our God is a God of forgiveness. Praise the Lord, he is. Amen. Praise the Lord that he has compassion on us. You know, he's not willing to just hurt us and to inflict pain on us because we disobey him. He loves us, and he wants to see us come to know him and come to walk with him. And he has pity upon us. He realizes that we're not perfect, and he realizes that we fail. And I'm so thankful for this great mercy of God. I'm thankful for the mercy of God when it comes to salvation. None of us could warrant it or deserve it. There's not a one of us that I know that could say, I deserve the salvation of God. I deserve to have my sins washed away. I deserve to have my name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. I deserve to have heaven as my final home. None of us could deserve it. None of us could warrant it. None of us could buy it. Who would be rich enough to buy something like that? We could never be good enough. We could never be rich enough. We could never be good looking enough. We could never be baptized enough. We could never be religious enough. And the list goes on and on and on of all the things that we could never do to deserve the great mercy of God. He is the great and merciful God. God's mercy is new every day. That means I can take today and use all the mercy of God that I need. All of it. All that I need for today, I can have. And at the end of the day, I'm still going to have some left over. As a matter of fact, tomorrow I start it's all over again. As a matter of fact, I would dare say it's every incident. It's all over again. Every incident where we need the great mercy of God starts afresh. And so the mercy of God is new every day. And it's the kind of mercy that I need. It's the kind of mercy that you need. It will never be exhausted no matter how much we use it. We're never going to use all the mercy of God. Can you imagine? Could you imagine what it'd be like for someone to give you a debit card or let's say a credit card or let's just say big stacks of cash? And he said, okay, tomorrow there's going to be more. So you just go and use that however you want to use it today. Man, I think I'd go down, I don't know, get a new pickup truck, and maybe a new vet, and maybe I'd get a 64 Stingray bubbleback Corvette. I just love those animals. They are so awesome with the big 427. Ooh, that'd be so cool. you know, I would just go and I would spend that. And then I could get up the next day and go, oh, you know what? I like that car so much. I want it in a different color. I'm going to go buy it again. And, you know, I could take all my friends out to eat and we could just squander. And the great thing is I always have lots of money. I would always have lots of money. That would just be so awesome. But far more important than being able to have that kind of money and that kind of wealth is the fact that God's great mercy to me is more than that. It's worth more than money. It's worth more than the things that I could buy in this world. Because, you know, we know the long-term effect of the stuff in this world. It's moth and rust and corruption and destruction. And we're told to put our treasure above. We're told to give our treasure to the Lord, where moth and rust doth not corrupt. Now, the great thing about this mercy of God is the fact that it endureth forever. You see, the reason that we need to give thanks to God, not only for his mercy, but for the fact that it endureth forever. Endureth forever. Think about that just a minute. It doesn't endure for a little while. It doesn't endure for just a season. The great mercy of God endureth forever. It's kind of amazing as God set everything up. You know, his word is settled forever in heaven. His mercy is settled forever, basically in heaven. His mercy is set forever. And so his mercy has stood the test of time, and it will stand the test of time. It's the great mercy that Paul referenced in the scripture, and it's the great mercy that I get to use today and continue to use in my life until I need it no more. There's no expiration date on the mercy of God. I remember as we were cleaning out my mom's house, and my mom had all these canned goods in a third bedroom. I don't know if she thought that maybe someday they wouldn't have money or whatever, and they could live off those canned goods. But as we began to clean that room, we found pallets of, you know, those little wooden pallets. They'd hold like 12 cans, or maybe 24 cans of green beans, or 24 cans of this, 24 cans of that. And as we were going through it, the sad part was the expiration date had already occurred. And so all that food that had been purchased was thrown out. You know, the great thing about God's mercy is it never expires. It's not one day that we go, oh, all the mercy of God is done. It's expired. It's no good anymore. God's great mercy endureth forever. There's no expiration date on the mercy of God. Verse 4, then, is an interesting verse for every child of God and every believer. It says, let them now that fear the Lord say his mercy endureth forever. And so, if you fear the Lord, if you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you know heaven as your eternal home, then you ought to say, his mercy endureth forever. You know, I kind of feel like sometimes I'm a test case for the mercy of God. I'm going through life, I'm living my life, and, you know, things are going on, and all of a sudden I blow it really bad, and here's the mercy of God. You know, and so it's like he's following me around saying, okay, Matt Singer, how else can you mess up? Because I got more mercy. And so his mercy endureth forever. Every child of God ought to take great refuge in the fact that his mercy endureth forever. And if there's ever something that we're going to be thankful for and that we're going to thank God for, it is the fact that he is a good God, and that his mercy endureth forever. So this Friday, let's be thankful for the great good God that we have. And let's be thankful for the fact that his mercy endureth forever. Hey, it's been good to be with you. I'll be back again next week doing the devotions. Look forward to that. I don't necessarily know what the theme is right now, but we'll have one. And we'll have those available next week. And so I encourage you to tune in. I'm going to do my best to get this set up online and get it out on time like it's supposed to be. I don't know why I struggle with that so much, but I have in the past. And I probably will until we're done doing it. But so I hope that this finds you in a good place. I hope that you know that God loves you and he cares for you. And I hope that you'll be in church on Sunday. It'd be great to see you. It'd be great to fellowship with you and to talk about the good God that we serve and the fact that his mercy endureth forever. Please remember, we love you and we care for you and we pray for you. May the good Lord be with you Have an awesome day. Goodbye.